Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Murder Party Party Podcast. That's right, the podcast investigating the Murder Party Party murders. So why not grab yourself a drink, maybe even a snack, and enjoy the party. Good evening, listeners. You're in for a very special treat today. We have none other than one of the talented performers that was at the Murder Party Party House the night of the Murder Party Party murders. We have the Tarot Teller. Tarot Teller, welcome.
Hello there, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. This is, I must say, this you are one of the first guests that I've had on the Murder Party Party. I say I, we. Of course, Raoul is here in the booth, as always. But been looking very forward to this interview, as, I mean, most people have come on, I mean, phlebotomist, who really cares? You are where it's at. You have entertainment blood running through you.
Some people think that what I do is entertainment, and often I am hired as an entertainment, but I am a conduit to the past, the present, and the future.
Oh, yes, that's right. Because you are not just the tarot teller doing tarot card readings. You are a psychic, a self-proclaimed psychic. I mean, as we know, there is no scientific evidence whatsoever.
That's your opinion. I have a divine connection through the cards to worlds beyond.
Oh, I see.
Both imagined and unimagined.
Hmm. So what you're saying is that a toy designed for children and entertainment purposes, you are using rather for just a tool for self-introspection. You're claiming it to be a way to commune with otherworldly things.
These are not just toys. These aren't toys at all. They are the world.
Ah.
They are a connection, again, to the past, the present, and the future.
Okay, I believe that you believe, and I think that's enough for me.
We all have our own connection to the cards.
Would you compare that connection to some form of umbilical cord and placenta-like thing?
It's a little different for everybody. Some connections are stronger than others.
I see. And you are saying that your connection may be one of the strongest ever to exist?
At least that I've encountered.
Again, that's good enough for me. Sorry, Raoul, are you seeing this? Raoul?
Yep.
Listener, the tarot teller has almost went into a trance for a moment there.
I'm feeling a sense of transition, almost as if somebody in the room is about to embark upon a great journey.
Ah, yes, I have been approached recently by some, for now, unnamed talent agents wanting to take the Murder Party Party Podcast to the next level.
Interesting. That tracks with the cards.
Good. Now, Tarot Teller, I'm very fixed on your name. It's a great name. I can only assume it's some kind of reference to magician, magical performer of Penn and Teller. Teller.
I'm sorry, what?
You know, Teller, the magician from Las Vegas, magician of Penn and Teller.
You couldn't be more wrong. I connect with the stars and I speak the truth. The man for which you reference speaks not at all. There is no similarity between us.
Sir, he speaks more than you ever could with a simple hand gesture. Wow. Okay, Raoul, did you see that hand gesture?
I have my own hand gestures.
Anyway, I digress. No reference to Teller whatsoever. You're saying that you are against the magical arts and you are more of the divinity.
I am connected beyond your understanding.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, but maybe you've already drawn one card. Perhaps you shall draw another.
Perhaps. Let's give them a wash. Let's see.
Oh, with your dirty hands. Dirty, lying hands.
You haven't even asked me a question.
Oh, is that how this works? I am just a conduit for the Murder Party Party podcast. You are a conduit for the spirits and the extra. You're meant to guide me in this.
Shall we look into the past?
Sure.
The present? Or the future?
I thought saying looking at the past was a statement, not a question. So I guess that's what we're going for.
All right. And is there a question that we would like to have answered?
Okay. Does it have to be about me? I don't quite understand how this works. Let's focus on what we're here for. The murder party, party murders. That's probably a good idea.
That is what I expected.
Yes, yes. Okay, here's a question. What time did you arrive at the murder party party house?
I thought we were asking questions of the cards.
Oh, don't you worry. We will get there. The cards do play a key role in the murder party party murders. What we are doing is establishing a timeline.
I believe that I arrived around 6:30.
Okay, so early on in the party, I assume being the entertainment, we'll put in air quotes, being the entertainment, you must have had some preparation to do. What does your preparation usually include going into tarot readings?
It is important, as I am already connected to the cards and to the stars, to enter a setting early and absorb myself in the room and its surroundings. So that I may accurately connect the divine to those who I will be, as you put it, performing for.
Well, you see, Tarot Teller, there is some information that has not yet been made public that has recently come to light, and that the room that you performed in was littered with bugs and microphones. Is that what your preparation was, so you could divine the future, past, and present of the guests there? You could listen into their private conversations?
I deny your accusations as blasphemy. It is important for me to reach a point of equilibrium with my surroundings so that I may more accurately bring the messages from beyond.
Okay, so how come this day there were no messages from the beyond warning of the events about to take part at the murder party party house?
There is a necessary understanding that which is affront is not defined. There is a degree to which we have free will. We can get a glimpse into the future, but we have the ability to change it.
I see. So what you're saying is that potentially the reading that you provided to the assailant before they were the assailant may have caused them to become the assailant.
Have we determined who the assailant is? I definitely know that I did not work with everybody at the party.
Well, yeah, that information, yeah, it's still not been released. I mean, that's part of what we're doing. We're trying to find out, you know, I mean, the police, they're giving us that, they're drip feeding us information. All we know for sure is that you have already been ruled out due to DNA evidence, and that's why we're happy to discuss these things with you today.
Well, wonderful. I would never do anything to harm a soul or their physical form.
Do you recall any of your readings that night being auspiciously terrible, as in negative?
There's always a degree to which many people don't understand their readings and overreact, feeling that perhaps there is a demise on the horizon. Each and every evening is filled with many of these. Not all readings are bright and sunny.
How many people have died after receiving one of your readings?
Eventually all of them.
You heard it here. There is nefariousness going on with the Tarot Teller. Everyone that the Tarot Teller has come in contact with and will come in contact with eventually shall die. I fear for myself, listeners. I fear for you.
An overabundance of caution is never a bad idea.
It sounds like you're trying to speak in riddles, but at the same time, you're speaking very plainly. It's very confusing.
Yep.
I do believe that's Raoul's line. So you've said you are a conduit for, how do you put it in your words? A conduit for?
Messages from beyond.
Messages from beyond. And these messages are delivered via the cards. I don't think, sir. I don't think that the people you are coming into contact with that are dying because they're coming into contact with you. It is the cards directly. These cards are cursed. They are like the Necronomicon, the Book of the Dead.
That would be akin to you investigating these murders that occurred at the murder party, confessing to being involved in the murder. You are merely a messenger, as am I, and the cards are merely a form of communication.
You are heavily defending these cards, sir. Is there something funny going on between you and the cards? Is there a romantic relationship, perhaps? There is the lovers, I believe, is one of the cards.
The lovers are one of the cards.
So if you were to define yourself or describe yourself as one card, which card would that be?
I believe that the card that is most commonly associated with me is justice.
Yes. I can see that. You do have a very judicial look about yourself. It's very, very understandable. To finish off today's interview, Tarot Teller, emphasis on Teller, what card would you draw right now for me?
Well, let's draw a card for you. Ooh.
Oh, it's death. That's just as I expected. And listener, that is the death of today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you would like to learn more about today's episode and previous episodes and future and present episodes, go to @TheMPPP on Twitter/X. Don't get murdered.